And with the additional skill of Talleyrand, Talleyrand was able to work with Metternich, with the British, so that this was, in fact, accomplished. Prussia wanted the mining and manufacturing rich province of Saxony, state of Saxony. Saxony had been one of the closest allies of Napoleon during the Wars of Liberation. Saxony had had the misfortune to be Napoleon's base of operations during the Wars of Liberation, so it couldn't switch sides with the alacrity with which some of the other German states had done, and now it was afraid it was going to pay the price. Frederick William went to Vienna with the idea that Saxony would now become part of Prussia, giving Prussia this incredibly rich manufacturing center. He was frustrated in this. Metternich was not about to see his great rival in Germany be given this very prosperous state. And instead, Prussia was rewarded with very generous territory along the Rhine. It possessed territories on the Rhine, very small territories, but now Prussia was given a very large area along the Rhine. This was not exactly what Prussia wanted. It was happy with the territory in one sense. This was the whole point of geopolitics, expand. But Metternich was able to give this territory because it wanted Prussia to be on the border of France. Metternich was very clever about this. As you'll recall, Prussia had stayed out of the wars against France until 1806. Because its territories weren't terribly threatened. Now, any sort of revival of French aggression along the Rhine would mean that the Hohenzollern interests would be directly threatened. So Prussia would now have what came to be called a watch on the Rhine. Die Wacht am Rhein became a very famous song in Prussia. So a watch against a renewed French aggression. Tossed into this, I might add, mix of territories along the Rhine was a hilly area populated chiefly by sheep, small farms, a few small businesses, a few small mining establishments, but was seen of having absolutely no real economic value. Its value was strategic as part of this Rhineland, this watch on the Rhine. But this little territory was the Ruhr Valley. It's a reflection of how little one understood in 1815 of the economic potential of mining and of industrialization, since the Ruhr Valley would, of course, become not only the industrial heartland of Germany, but really the industrial heartland of all of continental Europe. So the Prussians came away disappointed, ironically, at the outcome of the Congress of Vienna. The old Holy Roman Empire, which had existed for over 900 years and which had vanished under Napoleonic pressure in 1806, was not restored. There would be no effort to restore the Habsburgs as emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Metternich didn't want this. Instead, the Holy Roman Empire would be replaced by a very, very loose confederation of German states, called the German Confederation, the Deutscher Bund, under the permanent presidency of the Habsburgs. This was a great blow to those in German Central Europe who had hoped for a united German state. One of the chief ministers of Prussia during the Wars of Liberation, a man by the name of Stein, had articulated this, and Frederick William had seemed, as I indicated, to suggest that he would be willing to place himself at the head of such a movement. He was not interested in this at all. There was no real sense of German nationalism present at the Congress of Vienna. What one saw instead was age-old dynastic politics. The Hohenzollerns wanted territory. They wanted provinces. They were not interested in placing themselves at the head of a nationalist movement. Nationalism was still so strongly associated with Napoleon, with the revolution, that this was seen as anathema. So the Holy Roman Empire had vanished, and vanished really without a trace. Was there an opportunity at a united Germany in 1815? Possibly, but I think not very likely. There was very little national sentiment in Germany for some sort of unified national state. There was some sort of nostalgia about the old empire, but it really died not so much with a bang, but with a whimper. Goethe, whom we cited in a previous lecture, watching the Battle of Valmy, saying, "Today I watched the beginning of the modern age," Goethe also was on record as when he heard the news about the end of the Holy Roman Empire. He was traveling in Italy. All German intellectuals like to go to Italy to see the sunshine every once in a while during the winter months. Goethe had made his pilgrimage to Italy and was on his way back and stopped at a very pleasant Italian inn and recorded in his diary,